From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Riot police were out in force in Iran Tuesday in an effort to quell 6 days of anti-government protests, which have spread to the country's northwest. Hundreds have been arrested and more than 20 killed since Thursday. On Tuesday, Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei accused the country's enemies of fomenting the unrest. He did not mention them by name, but a spokesman said it is the United States, Britain, and Saudi Arabia. Iranians protested outside the Iranian embassy in London. Speaking with VOA Tuesday, the White House National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster said he understands the Iranian people's frustration. Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif dismissed the criticism, insisting Iranians have a right to protest peacefully and outside infiltrators will not be allowed to sabotage them through violence and destruction. Liberia's president-elect and former footballer George Weah Tuesday said he's setting modest goals, hoping to export crops and repair poor infrastructure once he assumes office. Mr. Weah took 60% of the vote in last Tuesday's runoff election in Liberia to replace the term-limited Ellen Johnson Sirleaf in the West African country's first peaceful democratic transfer of power since 1944. Pakistan Tuesday expressed deep disappointment with President Donald Trump's New Year's Day tweet critical of Islamabad for providing safe haven for terrorists operating in Afghanistan. This is VOA News. Mr. Trump said the United States has received nothing but lies and deceit for billions in aid to Pakistan. Both civil and military leaders described it as completely incomprehensible. Pakistan's defense analyst Talat Masood said the tweet showed little sympathy for the suffering of the Pakistani people at the hands of extremists. Meanwhile, in Afghanistan, one U.S. service member was killed and four others wounded during what is described as a combat engagement in the eastern province of Nangarhar. The Trump administration expressed alarm Tuesday over the prospect of another missile test by North Korea, possibly as soon as this week. Meanwhile, the U.S. expressed no opposition to proposed high-level North-South Korean talks. South Korea Tuesday proposed those talks following New Year's Day remarks by North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, suggesting dialogue is possible and even North Korean participation in next month's Winter Olympic Games. But he also said the nuclear button is on his desk. Late Tuesday, President Donald Trump said he too has a nuclear button, and it's bigger and more powerful. As expected, Uganda's President Yoweri Museveni signed into law Tuesday a measure scrapping the 75-year age cap for presidential candidates. The 73-year-old Museveni has been in power for 31 years. The new law is seen as effectively giving him a lifetime tenure. The next election is scheduled in 2021. President Trump Tuesday said the U.S. may withhold future aid payments to the Palestinians after accusing them of being no longer willing to talk peace with Israel. Mr. Trump's latest tweets on the matter followed plans to end the funding of the UN Relief and Works Agency, which provides humanitarian assistance to Palestinians. Relations have soured after Mr. Trump declared Jerusalem to be Israel's capital in an announcement last month. Canadian Joshua Boyle, freed last year after nearly 5 years in captivity at the hands of the Taliban, has been arrested in Ottawa, facing several charges, including assault and forcible confinement. Boyle has been jailed and a hearing is scheduled Wednesday. Boyle, his wife and three children were abducted in 2012 while backpacking in Afghanistan. They were freed in October. The UN Security Council on Tuesday welcomed 6 new non-permanent members: Equatorial Guinea, Ivory Coast, Kuwait, the Netherlands, Peru, and Poland. They will gain a platform for 2 years on the 15-member council. They replace Egypt, Japan, Senegal, Ukraine, Uruguay, and Italy. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.